Today's gospel, we see these consoling words of our Lord. This is part of the Last Supper discourse that our Lord is giving to the apostles in preparation for his passion, death, and resurrection. And notice how the Lord does not, or rather, he is very much aware of our limitations. And I've said before, that God asks us to love him with all of our strength, but not with more than our strength. And he knows our limitations, and we are guided, the church is guided, and each and every individual member of the church, gradually by the Holy Spirit. So he says, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. So what is this much more that our Lord has to tell the apostles? Well, there's lots of things regarding the mysteries of the faith, regarding the institution of the priesthood and bishops, the government of the church, its foundation and spread, the ecclesiastical hierarchy, and all these things. And he knows that they can't bear it now because they're in a place of sorrow. They don't have great clarity of what's going on and what's going to take place. And so he doesn't dump all of this stuff on them. But instead, he promises that the Holy Spirit will come and he will lead them and guide them into all truth. And we actually read about that in the Acts of the Apostles. There's the day of Pentecost that comes and the Holy Spirit descends upon the apostles. But even then, the Holy Spirit doesn't give them all truth in one moment, but he's going to lead and guide them. So we see in Acts chapter 10 that it's then revealed to St. Peter that the Gentiles are to be included. We see in Acts chapter 15 that it's then revealed to St. Peter and the church that the Gentiles don't need to be circumcised. And all of these things. So this is what we see throughout the history of the church. The Holy Spirit leading the church to all truth gradually. The commentary on this is beautiful. It says, learn from this that the apostles and the church advanced and developed gradually in the knowledge of the mysteries of the faith. As the light of the sun gradually increases from dawn to midday. And so the church comes forth like the dawn, as it says in Song of Songs, chapter 6, verse 10. So too, every believer gradually makes progress in faith and holiness, as it says in Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 18. The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. And so, hopefully, this is what we see taking place in our own lives. If we've been faithful Christians now for a certain number of years, hopefully we can see some gradual progress taking place. And this is also a reason why we shouldn't become impatient if we happen to be a recent convert and aren't seeing progress, because it's normally gradual. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.